Chapter 20. Putting Leadership into Practice and Other Closing Thoughts. This is it. We are finally to the end of Manly Marriage Revival. I'm confident that you now have all the tools you need to start putting husbandly leadership into practice inside your own marriage. But while I've given you the tools, it's up to you to use them properly. On the other hand, even after 250 plus pages, part of me feels like we've barely scratched the surface of living out leadership inside your marriage. I know that as you implement the tips and tactics that you learned in this book, you'll find yourself constantly learning new things about yourself, your wife, and marriage in general. That's great! Every marriage should be a unique and precious journey. That being said, we have covered a lot of stuff in this book. So, to help you remember everything you've learned, here are the top 7 lessons to remember as you start putting what you learned into practice. Top 7 lessons to remember from Manly Marriage Revival. Lesson 1. Leadership is attractive. Every woman and wife finds the trait of leadership attractive on a primal level. You don't have to be a perfect leader, but you do have to show her that you know leadership is your responsibility, and that you have the confidence to make decisions. You're the captain of your ship. It's your job to identify where your family wants to go in life, to map a course to get them there, and then to protect, serve, and love them along the way. Lesson 2. The Leadership Cycle. The reason that leadership is both the ingredient behind happy marriages and the key to rekindling your own marriage is because of the leadership cycle. It goes like this. Leadership kindles attraction, which creates a desire for forgiveness, which fosters love, which you express by leadership. And so the cycle continues. Lesson 3. Husbandhood means servant leadership. Leadership in marriage looks a lot more like servanthood than most men realize. A good leader exists to serve the needs of his people, just like the best kings or presidents. Here are some important traits of a husbandly leader. A husbandly leader is confident in himself. He is decisive in matters big and small. He is loving to all those around him. He is focused on what he can control. A good leader is humble in his position as leader. He cherishes the trust of his wife. He stands firm in the marriage. He's a rock for his family. And he's a source of positive encouragement. Lesson 4. Unconditional love is both possible and rewarding. Remember the mutual love matrix? Unconditional love means you're always working to make your wife's life better, no matter what. When you unconditionally love your wife, and she unconditionally loves you, it frees you to create a sort of matrix of joy that lasts a lifetime, with very real, tangible benefits for both of you. Lesson 5. Focus on what you can control. Especially if your marriage is on the rocks, it's important to remember that there's always one thing you have total control over, yourself. You are 100% in control of your mindset, habits, words, and actions. Your goal should be to master yourself. Push yourself to do as many of the right things as you can, then rest easy knowing you've done everything in your power to love your wife and save your marriage. Oh, and that reminds me, don't forget about your marriage scale, which we learned about and you made for yourself back in Chapter 7. Start using that today if you haven't already. The good news is you have a great start because you've spent today reading about marriage, at least a little bit. Lesson 6. Let her go to get her back. If your wife wants out of the marriage, you've got to let her go to get her back. That phrase has a few crucial implications. First, it means you need to relieve pressure on her by genuinely letting her go. Less pressure is a good thing right now. Second, you let her go because you can't force your wife to stay in the marriage anyways, at least not without mind control. She's going to do what she wants to pursue her own happiness. That's her primary goal. Finally, you let her go to get her back because you have to let go of fear about what you can't control. You have to take the leap of faith and focus on the only thing you can control, you. Think about it. Since your wife is pursuing her own happiness, your best bet is simply to become the type of husband that makes her happiest. Become such a good option for her that only a fool would leave the marriage. Lesson 7. Be hopeful, positive, and encouraging. Just because you have to let your wife go does not mean you have to give up hope. Just the opposite. Hope is all you've got. You should always be hopeful, positive, and encouraging. Not only do these attributes help you rekindle romance, they also help you live a happier life, regardless of what happens in your marriage. It's like that cliche study. Even if you fake a smile, it improves your mood. Well, that's what you're doing here, but on a mindset level. And even if your wife isn't on the way out of the marriage, a positive attitude keeps a healthy marriage happy. Be a constant source of encouragement, uplifting, and joy. Your attitude is contagious, so make sure yours is spreading happiness. Looking forward. No matter what happens, don't ever give up hope on your marriage. Not till the day the divorce goes through, and even then. You are a man. You keep your word. You vowed to love your wife forever. Now do the part. Use your love for your wife to remain strong and focused on your end goal. Even when you put husbandly leadership into practice, there will still be struggles. Just like the captain of a ship, you will face storms. Sometimes really big, dark, nasty, vicious storms that genuinely make you scared. That's okay. The point of this book isn't to get you to a conflict-free marriage. The point is to teach you a framework, leadership, for navigating those storms without wrecking your ship. Husbandly leadership is hard. It's challenging. For some of you, it won't come naturally. But the reason most men aren't leaders isn't because they can't lead. It's because they don't know they need to. Well, now you know. Leadership is both the most rewarding and the most challenging part of being a married man. Which means there's just one more thing I have to ask you to do. Pass it on. The title of this book is Manly Marriage Revival. I chose that title because I believe that married men today need a massive reawakening. Very few men today understand what a happy marriage looks like, or what actually makes a lifelong marriage work. We simply don't have any real manly role models. Even if you go with the more conservative statistics that say 35% of marriages end in divorce, that's way too high. So it's up to us, the husbands who get it, to change the way that we as men operate inside a marriage. It's up to us to change the divorce statistics. As you put leadership into practice inside your own marriage, you're going to start seeing and feeling how natural and rewarding marriage can be when it's done right. You're going to grow as a husband and as a man. You will become stronger, more confident, more decisive, and more loving as a leader. All that I ask you to do with all of this growth is pass it on. Leadership cannot remain a secret. There is no reason that so many men today should have to struggle to fix and then maintain their marriage when the answer is so obvious. And yet, even I never would have realized the importance of leadership if a friend hadn't sat me down and had the leadership talk with me before I got married. I needed someone outside myself to teach me about leadership. I'm sure the same is true for you. You knew something was missing in your marriage, and you really wanted to fix it, but you had no idea where to start. The answer is leadership. Share it. When you see a friend struggling in their marriage, tell him about the importance of leadership. Tell him that women find leadership attractive, and that he is entirely in control of his own actions. Give him examples from your own marriage. if a male friend or family member is engaged and on their way to getting married, be the guy that gives them that leadership talk about what it means to be a husband. Give them the knowledge and the tools you wish you'd had when you first got married. Actively start looking for opportunities to share what you know about leadership. Now, no, this isn't my way of subtly telling you to go out and promote my book. I don't really care about selling more copies. I just want men to change. The only reason that I wrote this book at all is because I want divorce statistics to change. I want the word marriage to be associated with happiness and fulfillment, not imprisonment and failure. Guys, we are the Manly Marriage Revival. Let's spread the word. I want your feedback. This entire book was built on experience, so is it any surprise that I want to hear your feedback on the book itself? If you have any feedback at all about what you've learned, if you have any questions, or if there's something you wish I'd talked more about, please let me know. If any area of the book was hard to understand, or if I left something out, tell me. I want to hear your feedback. On the other hand, if you loved everything you read and it makes a difference in your marriage, well, tell me that story too. In fact, success stories are the reason I started Husband Help Haven. There's nothing that makes me feel better than hearing about men who've put leadership into practice successfully. Either way, feel free to send your feedback to jacob@manlymarriagerevival.com. That's an email address that only readers of the ebook have access to. Finally, thank you for reading. I've poured my heart into this book over the past 6 months. Writing it has been a huge learning experience. In fact, I've reapplied several of the lessons that I taught in this book inside my own marriage, and it's had a noticeable difference. I'd be writing along in the book and I'd say, oh yeah, that's how this is supposed to work. So, first, thank you for giving me a reason to put everything I know about husbandly leadership and repairing a marriage all in one place. Second, and more importantly, thank you for caring about your marriage. Thank you for wanting to learn about leadership, even as our modern-day culture says husbandly leadership is sexist or closed-minded. Thank you for challenging the status quo. Thank you for taking responsibility for your marriage. From here, it's up to you. I've taught you everything I know about husbandly leadership and what it means in a marriage, but I don't know everything. I'm not a perfect leader, and I'm certainly not a perfect man. So, go out and lead your marriage. Learn about leadership for yourself, which can only happen when you put it into practice. I want you to go out and love your wife more than you thought possible. Pursue happiness and joy in your marriage until the day you die. As you finish reading this final page of this final chapter, you're completing your first step towards husbandly leadership. Now, it's up to you to put one foot in front of the other and start living out leadership in your own marriage. You can do it! Again, thank you so much for reading, and best of luck as you dive headfirst into the challenging but rewarding world that is husbandly leadership. Much manly love, Jacob.